On the KSRO live line with us as we wrap up the 9 o'clock hour, Angie Dillon Shore is here. She's the executive director of First Five Sonoma County. Angie, good to have you back.
Good morning, Pat. Great to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you know, you are in the social services, watching out for families and their children and things like that. And the social circumstance we find ourselves in, Angie, affects all of us across the board. And you refer to the protests and Black Lives Matter on the First Five website.
Yes, we do. We are 100% in support and alliance with the message of Black Lives Matter. And, you know, First Five, we serve all children and families, but really targeting the most vulnerable families and children. And we know how much inequity and racist systems, institutionalized racism, makes it all the more difficult for young children to thrive when families are stressed by those factors.
Yeah, so, and there are other factors too. It's almost become too many to name in terms of the impact on families and children in this country. The pandemic, certainly the economic fallout that we don't even know about yet. So your job and First Five job is going to get bigger and bigger as we roll through the next many months.
Yes, it sure has. I have to say the last 3 months have been pretty the most intensive of my entire career. But I'm really fortunate to have just an amazing team, a supportive board, the First Five Commission, and just incredible network of providers in our county that care so deeply about children and young families.
And so, beyond the sheer numbers, Angie, what kinds of changes, what kinds of differences are you seeing in terms of, the kind of people, the folks that are in need of your services now?
One of the first things we did was put together an online survey to find out, you know, what parents on an individual level are experiencing. Like as soon as the shelter in place order was in place in mid-March. And so we knew by early April that the economic impacts were just profound. The disparity of economic impacts between families that are primarily English speakers and families that are Spanish speakers at home was just incredibly stark. I mean, not surprising, we know this, but in the context of the impacts of the pandemic and the fact that families are sheltering in place at home just made it all the more just urgent to address these needs. We found that from that survey that about 35% of English-speaking households had lost some or all of the family income, but 66% of our Spanish-speaking households had lost some or all of the household income. 38% had lost all household income.
Yeah, and that's what we know so far.
Absolutely. And that was just April, right? Yeah. And so we do intend to do some follow-up surveying in the next, probably in about a month, since, you know, some of the benefits have come available. Families have been able to access some of the unemployment benefits and pandemic benefits. And now we have specifically for immigrants available. So in about a month or two, we're going to do another needs assessment to find out kind of how families are doing. But the need for just basic, you know, diapers, food, money for rent really came through in that survey. And so we've been working really hard with our partners and with our statewide network as well to try to fortify access to those things in Sonoma County.
And as we know, it is very, very difficult to raise funds right now. There's, the amount of arenas that you have in which to do that are very limited at this point. Also, Angie, I know that childcare lives under the First Five umbrella, and we may see a dramatic difference in the need for that over the next several months as businesses reopen. There's the opportunity for parents to go back to work for many of them, and here comes childcare all over again in bigger numbers.
Yeah, we were just starting to get a foothold of, you know, kind of restoring a lot of the childcare that we lost in the 2017 fires. And then the pandemic hit, and it has had a profoundly this negative impact on our childcare system locally. In the first month of the crisis, First Five was able to allocate $100,000 to 4Cs to coordinate emergency childcare for specifically for our healthcare workers.
Yeah.
And First Five picked up the tab for infants, toddlers, and preschool-age children. And then the County of Sonoma also came to the table to support that initial effort to really make sure that emergency child care was in place. And I just want to take this opportunity to give a huge shout-out to Sonoma County's child care providers. I mean, we're talking center-based providers, family child care homes. They've really been on the front lines of this crisis since late March, right? Enabling healthcare workers and then essential workers to remain at their jobs, knowing that their kids are in good hands, that they're safe. And now as we, you know, attempt to reopen and have some kind of renormalization of our economy, childcare is a critical and essential piece of our economic infrastructure. And, you know, a lot of childcare providers, especially small family childcare providers, but also our center-based, they are operating on a really razor-thin margin of profit, and to not be able to provide consistent services on top of, you know, now we have these new restrictions to make sure that we're mitigating virus spread,
yes,
right, in the early learning environment.
Yeah.
And so it costs more to do that. So it's a huge pressure on the childcare sector to just barely stay afloat. And we know that we've already lost some providers that just weren't able to reopen after, you know, the initial piece, because even just 2 weeks closed can,
sure,
you know, really and destroy the business. So,
yeah.
So we're gonna, we have some work to do ahead of us, and we're also looking to the state and looking to the federal government to really fortify the childcare sector as a critical element of our economic infrastructure. We're going to have an infusion of funds from the federal and state level.
Clearly, the partnership part of this whole thing is huge, and that's what I'm wondering about. So here we are at this point. First Five has been able to manage and to continue, and in some cases expand, you know, your coverage area and the number of people. What do you do about keeping funded?
So we're very, very fortunate that we do have a funding stream from the state that was in a voter approved tobacco tax, and that's been in place for 21 years. It's a declining revenue source.
Yeah.
But the First Five Commission over time has been very careful about preserving those reserves and planning out for the future. So we're still able to, you know, really pretty robustly support a lot of programs, including, you know, quality in childcare, but also things like supporting new moms during this period of time where, you know, it's tough to be at home with the baby anyway, much less having to shelter in place and all the mental health pressures and the economic pressures of that. So we've been able to do a lot with our just regular stream
Very
of revenue.
Good.
And the First Five State Commission, First Five California, also allocated $5 million for a statewide effort to bring supplies to the counties that are really, really in need, both by childcare providers and also for like local diaper banks. So we're working with Redwood Empire Food Bank. They're serving as an access point to get these deliveries through these funds from First Five California to the food bank. So it'll be masks, diapers, books, hand soap, seat cleaning supplies, which is absolutely essential for the child care providers. And so we're then working with 4Cs and River Dakota Children's Services to help distribute these items to child care providers. And then Child Parent Institute and Redwood Empire are also helping to distribute the diapers directly to families who need those things.
Well, we wouldn't be anywhere without that kind of collaboration. That's for sure. And those kinds of partners.
That's right.
Angie, we've got about a minute. Tell us what we as a community can do for First Five.
Oh, gosh. I think, you know, as a community, if we can't, and really not for first five, but to if we can look outside our own circumstances, whether or not we have young children in our home or not, but to look to see that they really are the future of our county and the future of a socially just society, and to prioritize children, whether you're an employer or a neighbor or someone in a grocery store with a, you know, mom with a screaming child in the car in front of you, you know, a month from now, just to really recognize how important young children are to our society, and whether that's investments in preschool or just being a supportive, you know, neighbor
community
or family
member. Yeah. Very good. Words to live by for sure. First Five Sonoma County. She is the executive director of that organization, Angie Dillon Shore. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Pat. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.